Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
There's a lady in Nashville named Debbie who bought a suitcase at a yard sale last year and then put the suitcase into storage, saving it for a trip. She started to pack for her trip and realized inside there was a big, you know, like a velvet bag full of jewels.
Really?
Worth thousands of dollars, and she's trying to find the rightful owner. Thank you, Debbie. Thanks for finding my jewels. You can... Don't ask any questions. Just drop them off here at the radio station.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end, and now they start talking.
My sister used to say, "I'm going to come sit on you," and I can't hear that song without thinking of that for the rest of my life.
Chill goes down your spine.
Hey, we're going to boost your mood with the Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should.
A story that's had us so jealous this morning. There's a guy named Tim in Pennsylvania who owns a bunch of Pizza Hut restaurants, and like a lot of places around the country, he's retrofitting it to look like back in the 80s and 90s with the checkered tablecloths, the Tiffany lamps, the sit-down video games, the salad bar, and of course, another big factor.
I mean, it's amazing the comments we have about they have the red cups. Yes, we do.
Gotta have the red cups.
Plastic red cups.
I mean, the Pepsi tasted so much better out of those cups.
Oh, yeah.
He says that people will drive for hours. They'll wait for hours to get a table. And it's a moment that's kind of bringing families together with a little retro feel, which is kind of cool.
If we could get them in here as a family, they do tend to put their phones down and actually have conversations and speak with each other. I'm not going to tell you I know how to fix the world, but I do think that family is a good place to start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the days where you had the book it, get your free pizza.
Personal pan pizza,
By reading enough books, and, you know, before the internet where people actually used to talk to each other.
We liked it. It was cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
If you want to see the video and maybe just have some flashbacks of your 9-year-old self, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook page, or you can go to totallyhitsnashville.com.
Our mood boost story we had earlier this morning was about Pizza Hut and how there's a guy in Pennsylvania who is retrofitting Pizza Huts in his little chain of restaurants to make them look like the 80s and 90s, which are that was back when pizza was awesome.
It's actually happening all over the country. There's about 155 restaurants around the U.S. that are changing it to be just like it was in the 80s.
Right, where they have the red cups for your drinks. They have the checkered tablecloths, the Tiffany lighting, the stand-up video games and salad bar and all kinds of cool stuff like that.
Sit-down video games.
I love that.
Yeah, those are my two most vivid memories were playing Pac-Man and Space Invaders at the sit-down video game near the checkout.
Uh-huh.
And I remember getting, like, close to a high score or getting the high score on there, and somebody unplugged, like, one of the other ruffians.
somebody, like, would trip over the cord.
They pulled it out on purpose.
Oh, my God. I have total memories like that, too. That's amazing.
And then there was the time my friend Todd, like, we all went to get, you know, a pan pizza. And it was like, okay, everybody's got to chip in $3. And my friend Tom pulled out a coupon and said, well, my coupon's for $3. This is for my share. And we're like, no, you can't do that.
I always remember, you know, when you would read enough books and you'd read 10 books and get your personal pan pizza and get to go cash it in. You felt like a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's cool stuff. They don't have any around here, but there are some in Tennessee.
East Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, we need some. Let's do this.
People are driving hours to go have that experience again. Yeah. I don't know if I would want it that bad.
Yeah.
But I understand.
Yeah.
I know people that worked at Pizza Huts that have, like, super strong memories of like, you know, being a big part of their life.
Yeah, that was in the 80s and 90s. Then, you know, in the 2000s, things started being scaled down. They had the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell, and then they started getting smaller and smaller.
They became check into cash.
Yeah,
or...
You always see like all around Murfreesboro, you see, oh, that used to be a Pizza Hut. Yeah, yep. Now it's a We Pay for Gold store.
Now they're mostly just takeout restaurants near me.
It's a shame. We want that strip mall. Yeah, we want that feeling of nostalgia. We want back when things were comfortable and awesome. We call it If I'm Being Honest.
Got a really weird one about food that I said this is the oddest thing I've ever seen. But first, let's talk about popcorn.
Okay. Now, you had a take on popcorn that has people saying, are you out of your mind?
Yeah. I don't like fresh popcorn. I prefer stale popcorn.
And why is that?
Hours later, first of all, I like the squeak that comes. And there's like that weird sound. I don't know why I like it. It's kind of like the same sound as if you'd eat packing peanuts.
See, I get creepy skin crawlies when I hear that sound. Like somebody opening up a styrofoam cooler or something. I go, ugh.
It's also easier to eat. This may appeal to you because I know you don't like sticky things.
Yes.
But if you put like, you know, butter or other stuff on your popcorn, after it sits for a while, it kind of absorbs that stuff. So you don't have like wet popcorn.
No, that's icky. I don't put butter on popcorn anyway because it's icky. I prefer just salt on my popcorn as God intended.
Kirsten sent a message that said, the squeak also comes with the fresh, right along with better taste and far less of the milk dud left in a hot car squish.
Okay, that's very specific.
It's very vivid.
Yes.
Amanda's all for the stale popcorn, just like me. Dylan says it's treason.
Yes. Adam says heresy. An abomination to the taste buds.
People are passionate about their popcorn.
Yes.
So there's this weird one that came to us from Ryan, who texted us, anti-liver jokes in media are not funny. As someone who's loved eating liver all my life, I don't know why liver gets such hate for just being liver.
I mean, well, it's like any kind of food. If you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, then, you know.
There are some foods that most people think are gross.
Yeah, and liver is one of those. I mean, I love meat. I wonder if you could you make it taste like pennies?
Could you make it seem like more like I'm a grizzly bear eating the live organs of another animal?
My stepmother, Sally, used to make liver and onions all the time because my dad loved it. And I would say, you know what? I work at a restaurant. I'm just going to go eat at work before I come home, okay?
Right.
All right. If I'm being honest, if you are a Nashville transplant, we really don't care how you did things up north. We used to have an intern that was from Minneapolis, and she would always bring up back in Minneapolis. Okay, stop talking. I stopped listening 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, I think if I've just met you, or like, you know, all of a sudden we're spending the day together for some reason.
Yeah,
like you get one of those.
Right, but
I'll
if
give
you keep
you
bringing it up over and over.
Really don't want to know what, you know, in Florida, we did it like that. I don't care.
Jessica has messaged us saying, you know, if I'm being honest, getting a text that says call me is worse than actually getting the phone call. Yeah, because then you have that whole panic, like, I got to go to the principal's office kind of feel. Like,
sure. So, yeah, you're thinking like,
it's like, we have to talk.
What bad thing is going on?
What have I done?
And you've also, like, okay, you've now taken the thing where you should have called me. If it's that important, call me.
Yeah.
I don't want your call, but I'll take it because it's important.
Right.
Or now you've made me be the person making a phone call, which is...
Right.
Seen as rude from up there. So all of a sudden, I've got to be the perpetrator.
Yeah, I could have called you, but then I would like to just send you a text and make you feel really worried and then make you call me. Yeah, don't do that.
All right.
Let's grab our contestants.
For the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hello, April.
Hello.
Okay. Joining April on line 5, we have Sean. Hey, Sean.
How you doing?
All right.
We're doing good, thank you. Let's have a get acquainted question. Tell everybody, what's on the lock screen wallpaper of your phone? April.
It is a picture of my kids. They stole my phone one day. I left it laying out and made the most goofy picture ever and set it as my lock screen.
And they lock it where you couldn't change it? I love that.
I love that. Sean, what about you? What's on the lock screen of your phone?
Picture of the beach.
Brings you serenity.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple choices, how we start. Okay, April, is WD-40 a brand of oil, a lubricant, or a size of a tire? WD-40.
It's a lubricant.
It is a lubricant.
That is correct. Yeah. And April's good on start. The board with the right answer. Let's see if Sean can match. Sean, does a Marty and Liz store, do they sell shoes, gift baskets, or flowers?
I would have to say shoes.
Shoes. Is correct.
Nice okay. job. We always say, when in doubt, say shoes.
All right. Hey, April, New York City has two NFL football teams, the Jets and who else?
Is it the Bills?
No.
They are in New York, but not New York City. Yeah. We were looking for the Giants. That's okay.
Okay.
Should have said city, Woody.
I know.
Gosh.
I did say New York City,
did you?
I
think you just said New York.
I don't know.
You said New York. April was
deceived.
Should
we give her the...
Oh, she gets it.
Okay, we'll give it to her.
Yeah, we'll give it to her.
Okay, because we're leaving.
Okay. Yeah.
Sean says, my mistake, so I partially blame myself.
Sean says, don't give her up. Okay, Sean, you can tie it up. A woman hired to breastfeed another woman's baby is known as a what?
Oh, man. You got me on this one. I don't have a clue.
And doesn't want to use the screw. Okay, got to give you the buzzer on this one. Yeah. That's a wet nurse.
Yeah, or just a really good friend.
Okay.
Really good friend.
I could have been a good friend, but...
Okay.
I got April, educated.
April, you can lock down a win here if you get this one right, okay?
Okay.
Who played the title role in the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Oh, my God. I could see his face. He was in The Office.
Yes. Got a name?
Oh, my God. Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Steve Carell.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You just beat the buzzer. Woody's finger was on the buzzer. And
Sean. That was a hard one.
Sorry. You were a fun competitor, but you lost to April. Who won the
on
game?
A breastfeeding question.
Right, on a breastfeeding question. So do your research about that kind of stuff.
Well,
and play again sometime.
Yeah. Sean, we hope you'll begrudgingly sometime soon. Huge storms came through yesterday. Looked like maybe it was going to pass over us. But no, it came at us with a full force.
We were vigorously power washed while yesterday afternoon.
And then today it's going to be just kind of steamy and hot and feel like it's over 100 for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, speaking of washouts, the Bonnaroo gets underway in Manchester. They say this year, because they kind of stopped it halfway through last year because of the flooding and everything like that, they say they've made some improvements to the farm. So perhaps it'll be better drainage, that kind of thing, because, you know, inevitably it will rain really hard one day at Bonnaroo.
And it's kind of flat. There's nowhere for the rain to go.
Yeah. But now they say, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you can actually watch it without leaving your home now.
Are they streaming?
They stream it on Hulu. You can watch Bonnaroo and I guess overcharge yourself for your own snacks. And, you know, stand in line in your own kitchen to get something to eat.
Right. Go to the bathroom in your backyard.
Yeah, have somebody, you know, like do bong hits in front of you and stuff like that. So, yeah, you get the whole Bonnaroo experience from right there in your living room.
Wow.
So.
Without paying, like $2,000 to camp.
Yeah. It is Wet Nose Wednesday. We have Taylor here from the Nashville Humane Association. Who's your little buddy?
This is Buzz.
Buzz.
He's the chillest dog I've ever met in my entire life.
He's a little poodle, and the real humid air is probably not doing well for his frizzy hair.
Yes.
He is like a stuffed animal.
He is.
Yeah, he's so sweet. I mean, this is just him. He's just a vibe. He just wants to be close to you. He definitely did not have the easiest start to life, but it's been I don't know. It's been really cool to kind of see him come out of his shell and be so like trusting and okay with humans, because they have not always been the nicest to him. So he's definitely, he's 7 years old. He's around 10 pounds. He needs, you know, some more treats. He can put on some LBs.
He does. He needs to put on a few pounds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he has been with us for a while. He has had a few dental surgeries. So all of that's taken care of. So yeah, he's not got a lot of teeth, but you know, who needs them?
Yeah, that's right. He has to have a lot of them, but they all work really well.
Exactly.
He's the politest dog.
Yeah.
Yes, he really is. If he's so sweet.
You know, an English butler, but in dog form.
Yes.
Yes. I
Buzz
feel like
is your guy.
He needs like a leather chair and a library.
That's
like
right.
That's what he gives me. He's very distinguished.
Fetch my slippers, Buzz.
And his fuzzy ears, they look like they were sewed on.
Yes.
Like, oh, he's adorable.
He does. He looks like he may has made some dog factory somewhere.
Yeah, like his ears don't go up, they go out. When right. he like uh-huh. raises them, it's very cute. It's like he's trying to fly.
It's a little bit of Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight out to the sides.
Kind of like a Build-A-Bear dog.
Mm-hmm. So I think if you're saying like, oh, I would like a dog, but I don't want a wild dog.
Yeah.
Buzz is your dog.
I want somebody who'll just sit on the couch and watch Netflix with me.
Yeah. And he really is. Like, he's very zen. I feel like if you have a stressful life, you need Buzz.
There you go.
He is definitely no prescription required.
Yeah.
You need a little Buzz in your life. See Buzz and all the other dogs and cats available at the Nashville Humane Association. Adopt, don't shop at Nashville Humane. It's Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Brought to you by Scent Hound. Three locations in Middle Tennessee for all your dog grooming needs. Go to scenthound.com. What's the internet for? Arguing.
And controversy and scandal. So here's a scandal you may not have heard of, but it is, it's pretty big deal.
Okay.
And what happened is pretty ridiculous and awful. So back in 2023, there was a family in which the father of the family had, over the course of his lifetime, built up a collection of Star Wars Legos.
Oh, yeah.
That was worth $200,000.
Wow.
Okay, an amazing collection his whole life. He gets sick, and he needs money to pay for his medical bills, right?
Yeah.
I think he was fighting cancer. So his son brings the Legos to this store in Utah called Bricks and Minifigs, which is they buy and resell Lego pieces and Lego stuff.
So he's bringing in like the fully put together stuff.
All of this $200,000 worth of stuff.
Wow, that's amazing.
And they say, well, we can't give you the money for these, but if you want, we'll try to sell them in our store, and then we'll just take a little cut, and then you can make your money that way, right? So it's a consignment.
Okay.
So the people that owned the Legos and brought them to the store come back to the store to find out that the owner of that store had sold the store to the corporation. And the corporation says, well, we didn't make that deal, and we don't know where all those Legos are.
Oh, no.
So the Legos are gone.
So they're all gone.
They're basically, the company, this chain of stores, is saying, screw you. Your problem, not ours. And they're out all this stuff, and they're trying to pay the medical bills. Then a YouTuber named Reckless Ben decides to basically do his
Reckless Ben
gonzo journalism
basically
doing YouTube videos about the whole controversy, about how this poor family is out all this stuff and how the corporation doesn't care. And so he was trying to do this investigative journalism where he like records people and goes on to the stores and all this stuff. Well, they filed charges for harassment and stalking and
got
that guy arrested.
Oh, really? The big corporation that now owns the Lego store.
Yes. So he then got out and now has fled to Mexico, where he's hanging out, where they can't get to him. But basically, there's this huge boycott of these stores, and the internet is just livid with them because they basically screwed these people out of almost $250,000 of, you can say it's just Legos, but like it's almost $250,000.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially
stuff.
I know adults that have those kind of collections, and they cherish them, and they're worth a lot of money.
I know. That could be up to 4 sets of Legos.
Yes.
Because they're expensive.
Yeah, they are. So, yeah, the internet is all about it.
Facebook warriors have spoken.
Now you know about the controversy between the family, the Lego store. It's not the actual Lego Corporation, but another store.
It's just the people that own it.
Reckless Ben.
Wow. See, now, I haven't had that on my phone, but I will now because we said it, we spoke it into
existence next to my phone. I've incepted your phone.
What are we doing today?
I'm going to make the false promise, probably, of going to see The Sheep Detectives at the movies before it leaves the theater.
It's going to be not long. Yeah.
Today could be the last day.
Yeah, wow.
And then I'm going to rest a little bit. I was up late last night. I was watching the Stanley Cup Finals. So
yeah.
Maybe take a nap today. What about you?
I love that. I need to go to the grocery store for a few items, and then I have to clean up my backyard because with the umbrella blew off the table and everything with those storms yesterday.
Oh, yes.
And I looked out the window last night and went, oh, that's a Tomorrow Woody thing.
Yeah.
And now I am Tomorrow Woody. So
pick up.
It must be done.
Everything was moved 30 yards to the left in your yard.
A little
from the wind.
Mary Poppins action going on in the backyard yesterday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3, 95.1 in
Murfreesboro. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.